Among some Native American peoples, there was a custom where one would spend a period of days or weeks withdrawing from ordinary activities, taking little food or water, and quietly sitting in the ashes of the hearth in their communal home, a position normally reserved for outcasts or beggars. Nobody asked why. It was taken for granted that the individual was working through something, discernment, depression, or some crisis, and needed the space and the silence to heal. When they eventually got up, washed off the ashes, and resumed their regular life, they were presumed to be better, that the ashes had done some important, unseen work. The ashes that mark the beginning of Lent are blunt, primal, earthy, dirt. They humble us, reminding us that we're formed from clay, fragile, mortal. But they also point to our potential, that we're created for so much more. This is not ordinary time. During Lent, we sit among the ashes. Like Cinderella herself, we renounce the dance, refrain from the banquet, and retire to a place where God can do some important, unseen work. By acknowledging and accepting our humanity, we allow the Spirit of Jesus Christ to reanimate the dust of our lives, bringing out our full potential. For 40 days, we are hungry and poor, open more than ever to God. Yes, we are dust, and can, we shall be so much more.